Monthly update from Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Lexi, as always, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
I absolutely appreciate your time joining us this morning, as always. Of course, as we take a look at what's happening with the Arts Council, I think we better start with the fundraising drive for the Children's Summer Theater. Just a couple days left for this.
Yes, just a couple days left in this fundraising campaign that we're doing for the Children's Summer Theater Program. We are so appreciative to all the businesses and the individuals who have donated so far. It's been really successful. We're very pleased. This theater camp is just very well loved by the community, and it's expensive to run. So we just needed a little help this year to keep the costs lower for the participants. There's a local business who has chosen to remain anonymous that has offered to donate up to $4,000 as a match to anything that we can bring in from the community. And so that is so helpful. And so we've just been trying to get as close to that match as possible.
That's incredible. That's a fantastic donation. Do you know, Lexi, as of right now, how close you are to that $4,000 goal to reach that match?
Honestly, we're not super close. We're at about $2,100 that we've brought in, but we can't be disappointed in that because $2,100 is a great number that we've been able to bring in from people just being generous.
So every dollar you donate is worth two because this business is going to match it. So it's a great opportunity. And when you look at this, you mentioned how great this program has become for the community. It's only in its third year, if I'm not mistaken, right? And you look at
I think that's right.
Yeah, if you look at the jump it made from year one to year two and what's expected in year three, this is a very worthy cause to support because it really has become just a fantastic program.
Yes, it is. It's really impressive.
So how do people make those donations, Lexi?
So we have a donation section on our website. Right at the top, there's a tab that says donate. That is how you can do payments with credit card. And we can also accept payments via Venmo at Star Valley Arts.
And just 2 days left, right? Today and tomorrow's the deadline?
Yes.
All right. So make that happen if you're able to. StarValleyArts.org. Hit the donate button and support this fundraising drive for the Children's Summer Theater Program, which, speaking of the program, preparations are underway. I believe it gets rolling out next month, correct?
Yes, it's coming up soon. We're doing Seussical Junior. Auditions are going to be on Wednesday, June 5th from 1 to 3 at the Ford Theater. This is just something where you drop in and you maybe read a poem or something like that. Very simple. It's not an audition where you're not going to make it. Everyone who comes and auditions will be a part of the program. It is simply to figure out who has what part.
And so you show up on that date, do the audition. What is the commitment looking like as far as rehearsals for those that are participating?
It is quite a commitment. It is practicing every day, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock at the Ford Theater. So that's for 3 full weeks. And then performances will be on June 27th, 28th, and 29th.
And I believe tickets are available, right, for that? People can go and get those tickets now at the Arts Council website?
That's actually a good question. The Salt River Art Society does the ticketing for that because it's at the Ford Theater, and I haven't checked to see if those are available yet.
Okay, but those dates coming up, so get ready for the Children's Summer Theater Program, and you can find more details on audition dates and rehearsal schedule and performances at starvalleyarts.org for the Children's Summer Theater coming up next month. Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Lexi, tell us about the Chalk Art Festival, which is coming up as well.
This is the event I am most excited about for our whole next season. I am just thrilled with it. We're going to hold it at the Thane Community Center. And so around the whole community center, they have the sidewalk. And so participants purchase one square of the sidewalk and they get to draw on it, create something amazing, and then everything will be judged. So when you purchase a square, you can do that as a family or as a business or as an individual in 4 age categories. And there will be prizes for the best of each of those 6 categories. All of the drawings need to follow this year's theme, which is heroes and villains. And you are welcome to just take that however you want. And what I want to emphasize is that it's okay if you've never drawn with chalk before. Probably most of us haven't. But we have a professional chalk artist who's coming to join us this year, where it's our first year. She's going to meet early the first day. So this is going to be Friday, July 26th and Saturday, July 27th. You have the full 2 days to create your art piece. She's going to meet anyone who's interested before drawing starts, and she's going to give them all of her tips and tricks to blend and to just make really great art. And then she will be creating her art piece along with us as well.
This is really cool. And so if I'm imagining this correctly, when this takes place, the entire sidewalk around the community center in Thane is just going to be covered in chalk art, right?
Yes.
Going to be really cool.
I know. And so for the next few weeks, the public can just go and enjoy, you know, just go and look at all of it. And it's going to be amazing.
Awesome. So tell us the dates on this again and the deadlines to reserve a square.
We don't have a deadline to reserve. You could even do it the day before if you want to. Friday, July 26th, Saturday, July 27th. It's $10 to $20 per square. You buy those on our website. And the price range just depends on the size of squares, because, you know, that community center just has a good range. So yeah.
That's very cool. So again, details at starbodyarts.org on this chalk art festival happening this summer at the Thane Community Center. Lexi, as always, appreciate your time and for joining us today. Tell us here in the last few minutes about the art auction fundraiser you also have coming up in July.
Yes, this is a new thing for us as well. We hope it can be an annual thing. We are hosting an art auction of all local art at the Alpine Air Park. It's going to be in a hangar. We are still choosing the hangar, so I can't give you that information yet. But it will be a really, really neat event. We'll have food, drinks, aerial arts, live music, raffles, silent and live auctions, and a live painter. And we have so far secured more than 40 art pieces by local artists that we have specifically chosen. We had an application process, and then we went through and just chose the very best that we could. And this is beneficial to the artists as well. We're doing a split with the Arts Council and the artists, both getting paid for the sales. It's just going to be really cool.
Excellent. So watch for more details on that happening in July as well for that art auction fundraiser. Lexi, appreciate your time. We'll touch base again next month.